At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the Spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's. You need a perfect graduation gift. Well, Raising Cane's has you covered. Visit a Raising Cane's near you to grab a gift card, or go to RaisingCane'sGear.com for an e-gift card delivered in their email in minutes. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. Reminder, we got programming today outside the studio from 9 to 6 at Boland Stadium. Oh. Outside. So we had Ron Revelle here yesterday because they've got the regional starting tomorrow. Nebraska against South Dakota, sadly, on ESPN Plus at 5:30. Grand Canyon, Louisville at 3 p.m. on ESPNU. But we'll have all the different teams talking to our different shows out there from 9 to 6 outside Boland Stadium today.
I'm sorry. There's going to be interviews with
coaches and players from all four of the teams in
nice.
The regional.
Jeez.
So it'll be a good day.
Well, that's a good day.
Will Farley be doing interviews?
Farley will be out there. He'll be out there from 1 to 3.
That'll be great.
Good. Yeah.
Talking softball, but they're practicing.
It's not exactly Farley's area of expertise.
Well, he can adapt and become better. And
he's from Georgia. They play softball in Georgia.
Only part of being on the air is asking questions.
What they should do is ask Farley questions about the way he played football.
Go back and forth.
Can you tell that I was a huge Farley fan? I was a huge
Farley.
Do you
think any of the coaches will ask Farley any football questions?
If they watched YouTube, they would.
You're Terrell Farley. I watched you in
college.
You're
number 43 at number. Jeez.
Would the Louisville head coach ask anything?
They might.
I would encourage her to YouTube Terrell Farley.
I would too.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. That's today, 9 to 6 out at Boland Stadium. Also, Nebraska baseball. So it's supposed to be at 5 o'clock. I moved up to 2 p.m. today because there's some weather in the area. They moved up to 2 p.m. Nebraska, Minnesota.
God damn. How about that? 2 p.m. on a Thursday.
What's the temperature?
I don't know what it is.
Check Minneapolis.
Try Minneapolis temperature.
Hold on. Are they playing outdoors? I guess.
This is an outdoor stadium.
Must be, yeah.
Steve, but it appears if they're playing indoor at the old
This is odd. Because I'm seeing that on my weather app, which is not always right, that there's like a chance of rain at 6 p.m., 25% chance, and it's nothing. So they might have moved this up because of any chance of rain. But it's going to be windy. 76 degrees at first pitch at 2 p.m.
76.
With what kind of wind?
Wind gusts up to 26 miles per hour.
Just a spring day.
Yeah.
It shows the wind.
Yeah.
Wind gusts up to 26.
Every day here it's 26 right. miles an hour.
Tomorrow, 84 Minneapolis for game two. And the final game Saturday, 81 degrees for Nebraska, Minnesota.
Okay, big series.
Sweep it. Yeah. Sweep it. Yeah.
Okay. Sweep it.
Win it for sure, 2 out of 3, but sweep would be excellent for Nebraska for hosting the regional possibilities with the chance of course, the Big Ten tournament next week in Omaha.
We have to win the series.
Yeah, you got to win 2 of 3. You cannot lose this series. Can't do it. If you want to host a regional,
you're right.
You can't sweep.
Can you lose? You can lose a game.
You could probably survive that if you win a couple games or just win the Big Ten tournament.
And the ticket situation was addressed last night on radio, correct? That was cleared up, or at least addressed. Yes,
I'm not sure it was cleared up. It was addressed. I'm not sure we have.
It's somewhat
things cleared up.
I mean, they gave priority to boosters, the top boosters, and then season ticket holders were taken care of. For softball purposes, everybody who wanted a ticket got them. That's what I understand. So I don't. You know, baseball, you don't have to worry about until they are actually hosting a
right. Region. That's correct. True. That's it for us. The Drive is next live from Boland Stadium. We will see you guys tomorrow.